You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I'm currently joined with Barry Saunders. We're going to be talking about the new track, Man of Few Words, that Barry's recently done with Delaney Davidson. How are we doing, Barry? How's your morning going, man?
I'm pretty good, thanks. It's just started for me. I just got out of bed, so I'm just having... this is the first thing I do is talk to you on the computer here. So
hell yeah.
It's good, thank you.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. Having a nice lazy day.
Yep.
So this new single is called Man of Few Words. Do you consider yourself a man of few words?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a great social person. And I spend a lot of time by myself, and but I wouldn't say I'm particularly man of few words. The title came from my father. Actually, my father we lived in Taranaki, and he used to have these friends visit, and they were sort of like, to me anyway, when I was really young, they were kind of like mysterious people. They didn't say much. I don't know what they were, or where they were going, or where they came from. Maybe they
what their intentions were.
They're all a bit of a mystery to me. And that's where the title came from, Man of Few Words.
Oh, fascinating. I remember I used to be quite a quiet kid, and particularly like around my older relatives. My dad used to take me to hang out with his older aunties and uncles, and my great uncles. I remember my great uncle called me a man of few words once because I didn't know how to socialize with these people because I was nine. You know, I don't know how to talk to a 70-year-old when I'm nine and have a raving conversation.
Funny, you don't have to say a lot. You know, no. You just say what you need to say. You know,
exactly.
I mean, most of what I've got to say is in the song somewhere.
This is the second collaborative effort that you've done with Delaney Davidson, with your first kind of album / EP being your 2019 album, Word Gets Around. How long have you and Delaney known each other, and what catalyzed this new collaborative effort?
Well, Delaney and I have known each other for about 10 years, maybe a little bit more. We started out on the Last Waltz tour, which was playing the music of the band. And the American band, you know, and we did that, and we got on really well and collaborated, even though there's quite a gap between us in age and stuff. And we he was part of that group from down, because I grew up musically in Christchurch, and he was part of that group down there, and I was sort of been associating with those people for a long time, Al Park and Adam McGrath and people like that, and Delaney was part of the gang. And anyway, we started writing some songs together, which was unusual for me because I've never written with anyone. And he's a great collaborator. And we both taught each other something, and we were sort of we really worked in a 50-50 sort of a way, you know, what I brought along and what he brought along sort of met really in the middle. There was no sort of, it was kind of energetic, you know, we sort of sparked each other. It was great.
A lot of chemistry.
Chemistry, that's the word I'm looking for, yeah.
What do you think it is that you brought to the table and what Delaney brought to the table?
I've probably come from the lyrical side. I write things down a lot, and the sound or the lyrical landscape of a song has always been important to me. And Delaney's is as well, but he brings a great musical landscape. He knows a lot about sounds and music and how to get them, and quickly, you know. So we both work pretty quick. I've normally got a handful of lyrics, and he has two, and we just record them. These ones are actually just recorded around a table in Littleton.
Really?
It's kind of folky. Yeah, it's kind of a bit. It's a folky album. This one. There's no drums or anything on it.
Oh, so
and it's just two. Yeah, it's just two guys singing their songs, you know, with a little bit of colour there that we put on it. You know, a tiny bit of piano, a tiny bit of extra guitar, a little bit of harmonica, and it's coloured them up and just basically left them alone. Like with the it's got the folky sort of approach to it. You know, you just sing your song.
Mm-hmm. Very kind of just raw, quite raw.
Yeah, it's pretty raw, yeah. Yeah, it's good to sing together. We've got two totally different voices, but somehow they
synchronize quite well, yeah.
Yeah.
This new track, Man of Few Words, hints at a lot of the world going to heck with kind of ominous references to foreign events and conflicts. Would you say that this track is more built off of your perspective of the world, or Delaney's, or is there quite a shared perspective of global events and humanity development and whatnot? the big picture stuff.
I would say this track would be probably a bit more of my perspective of the world in a way. There's a verse in there that goes, man staring at his hands, thinking of all the trouble in the far off lands. Well, that's just sort of, I tend to write what I'm hearing and seeing around me, and they pop into the lyrics, you know. And that's how that came about, really. It's just about a mysterious guy moving through life.
Totally, very mysterious. I don't
know where he is now. Very cosmic.
Yeah. I remember, I think in the press kit it mentioned that watching footage of the Ukrainian war might have been an influence here for songwriting. Was that correct, or am I completely off the mark?
Oh, yeah. I wrote Happiness Is Near because I was... Before the Ukrainian war, there used to be a Russian. I'm just going to turn that phone off.
Bloody ringtones, eh?
God, someone wouldn't ring up in the middle of an interview.
Bloody technology, mate.
But I was watching a Russian TV program, and the woman was speaking in Russian. Mm. And for some reason, it came into our house on the. One of those TV packages, and behind her on the wall in English was written "Happiness is near." I thought, what a ominous sort of a message that is.
Yeah.
And I kept the idea, happiness is near. I loved it because happiness is near is sort of like, well, it's near, but it's not here. Will it ever be here? Mm. You know, it's sort of one of those at arm's length. Sort of thoughts, you know.
Pursuit of happiness.
It always appeals to me.
It's very, very difficult to chase, eh? There's an accompanying video with this new song, Man of Few Words, which features a compilation of people with stern or blank expressions looking into the camera. Are these friends and family? And what kind of was the criteria for a model that gives off a few words kind of vibe, you know?
Oh, well, mostly... I'm one of those people in that clip, and Daly is too, and the rest of them are an assortment of people around Littleton on a very cold day. I think some of them would have been tradies, and there's a photographer there, and just people from around the streets, and just people who looked at the camera. And you could, someone sits down and they look into a camera, then you can see. I think a lot more than if they're actually doing something. You can see their faces, you see their lives in their faces. And that really appealed to me. And we got these, I think it's 10 guys, and then the cameraman rang in and said he had COVID and wasn't going to turn up, so he shot him on the phone and went on from there. And Delaney stitched the video together, and it's something different for us. I really like it, actually. Until it gets to my bit, I always jump over my bit.
It's quite a compelling thing. Yeah, it's just a you are looking into the souls of all these people, you know.
It's funny what you can see in these. I'm always amazed at the idea that there's billions of people in the world and there's no two faces the same.
Before AI became a huge thing, there was a website where you could go and generate a new face that has never been seen before. It's quite a spooky concept, really.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's quite upsetting, really, when you think about it.
that would be upsetting.
It's real weird. It's real weird. I was going to say, if someone else is looking for kind of other complative but politically undergirded country music, what would you point them to?
Well, I think there's one song which pretty well covers it as he's wanting to do, and that's Dylan's Political World. Mm-hmm. We live in a political world.
That's kind of the magnum opus for you.
It surely is. Yeah, and there's people like Steve Earle and everything who write political things, but they're more specific. I mean, Dylan sort of just gets the paintbrush out and he just paints a picture of the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a political world where love don't have any place, and we're living in a time where men commit crime and crime don't have a face.
Mm.
I mean, what a way to start a song.
Yeah. That's got a lot of energy and charisma there.
Yeah.
So with this new album, Happiness Is Near, it's coming out in September the 27th, and you've got an upcoming tour for October. And September as well. I'm curious, there's no Dunedin or Christchurch shows. Do you reckon you'll add any South Island shows to the suite?
As far as I know, we'll be doing The Shelter in Christchurch at the moment, and we're going to add some dates, and hopefully we'll add Dunedin, because I love coming to Dunedin.
Yeah.
And
I think the song really suits Dunedin with all the gothy kind of vibes going on, all the darkness.
Yeah. Dunedin was the first places I ever went away of touring when I was a kid in Christchurch. It was great, and we used to drive out. We had a rental van, and we go over Kilmog, and that beautiful grey city sitting there with all the smoke coming up. I'll never forget it. All the fireplaces, and it was like driving into some place in the north of England or something. It was so sort of exotic.
Very romantic. Very romantic place.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Barry. It was lovely chatting with you, and I hope you have a great day. And I hope you take it real easy for the whole day.
Yeah, and love to Martin Phillips, follower and always.
Yeah, for sure. Moi mai rā, Martin. Take care, Barry. It was lovely chatting with you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Barry Saunders speaking on his new single, which is a collaborative single with old mate Delaney Davidson. We're going to play that for you now. It's Man of Few Words. It's 10:20 here on The Breakfast Show. Beach, stay tuned for some more ramble chats. I'll see y'all soon enough. Here is Delaney Davidson and Barry Saunders with Man of Few Words. Enjoy.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.